E. Eastern State Penitentiary. When Eastern State Penitentiary opened in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1829, it was very different from other prisons of the time. Before Eastern State, prisons were viewed exclusively as places of punishment. Inmates were kept together in common cells, regardless of their age, sex, or the offense committed. Petty thieves, for example, were locked up with murderers. Acts of cruelty and violence were common, committed both by those within the cells and by the armed guards. Eastern State, however, was based on the radical notion that inmates could be reformed and returned to society. To give them an opportunity for reflection, inmates were placed in solitary confinement and ordered to stay silent to contemplate their crimes. Each inmate's cell had heat and running water, and there was space to exercise. The inmates also engaged in simple work such as weaving and shoemaking, and could read the Bible. While forcing inmates to remain in silence and isolation would be considered a punishment by today's standards, the principles behind Eastern State's methodology were an important step in the development of a more humane prison system. In subsequent years, the penitentiary served as a model for hundreds of prisons around the world.
Questions. Number 19. What was true of prisons before Eastern State Penitentiary? Number 20. Why was Eastern State considered radical at the time?